How does it feel to get the gold medal back round your neck again after 4 years?
I'm so happy that I won. You know, it wasn't easy to play here because there was so big pressure. Everyone expects from me that I'm going to win easily, but my opponents are stronger than 4 years ago, so the final was really difficult for me, and now I can breathe deeply and I can be relaxed because I reached my goal.
And three in a row now as well. What does that mean to you?
It means that, you know, still I'm one of the best players at Paralympics. I came here just for gold, and I'm really happy that I won.
Is that still important to you, that you are the best player in the Paralympics?
Yes, still it's important. Maybe now I'm focused more on the professional table tennis at Olympics, or, you know, playing with able-bodied, but the Paralympics still is important for me because actually I start from here, and it means a lot that still I'm one of the best players in the world, really.
What's it like coming back here, having done it all once, to come back? Is it kind of a bit strange, like a weird dream?
You mean that I played here all...
Yeah.
I think that I'm a little bit... Now I can feel more confident than the rest, because I have played here and I know everything. I know the atmosphere, I know how it works. So I can't wait, you know, I was in China and I can't wait when again I will come to London.
Do you think that you will do this again? Do you think you'll do both again?
In Rio I'd like to play again both, but still I have one dream, and, you know, I'm dreaming about Olympic medal. I have already Paralympic medal and I'd like to win Olympic, and then I will be satisfied in 100%.
Do you think you could do that in one summer where you took both gold medals?
I don't know if I can do that or if it's out of reach. I have no idea, but the only thing I know that I want to try.
Having experienced both, has there been much difference between the Olympics a few weeks ago and the Paralympics now?
At Olympics I had nothing to lose because still I'm not one of the best in the world, so I played relaxed. But here I came, you know, for gold, and everyone expected I win easily, so it was big pressure, and it's not easy to play when you know that all eyes are focused on you. But I played well. I was a little bit stressed, but I played well, so that's why I won.
How worried were you in the final? Because she was tough.
Yeah, it was a tough match. I was a little bit surprised. First set was fine. I won easily. And then I was leading 9-4. And I don't know what happened. You know, I should took time out, but now it's too late. It was a mistake that I didn't take time out. Because then if I win this set, it would be 2-0 and much easier. Then it was 1-1. I became a little bit stressed. She played well. And I had a small thing that I can lose this match. But luckily, it just, you know, was in my head maybe 10 seconds. And then I again stayed focused.
Is that where your experience really helped you? Because you've been there. She was only 16. You know, you're old now.
Yeah, I'm old because I'm 23. Yeah, that's true. You know, I have bigger experience than she has, and I know that. But sometimes, of course, it's helpful. It helps you a lot during the match. But sometimes when you play the final, you are so stressed and you are not using your mind in 100%. But luckily in fifth set, I calm down a little bit and I just think that I have to play a tough game. And then it's the only way I can win. And I did it.
Do you think there are other athletes that have competed here that can follow in your footsteps and go and play on the professional tour?
You know, now just me and Oscar, we are playing both Olympics, and I'd like to that maybe in Rio more disabled players take part at both. But I know that in some sports it's not possible, because when you are disabled you cannot run as fast as able-bodied. It's, you know, it's natural, but we are showing that impossible is nothing, actually. So maybe in Rio, I'm going to be more disabled athletes at Olympics. Why not?